بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. We are sitting in Jaipur airport waiting for our flight to Delhi. Heather and myself having returned now from Ranthambore and Jalana. In total we saw 12 tigers and 5 leopards. So the question we have to ask is, did we go to a zoo or a reserve? And the answer is, we went to a reserve, not to a zoo. And alhamdulillah, that's the kind of population of animals that they are in there. As I was saying earlier, please don't be deceived by this into imagining that these species are not in danger. They are in terrible danger of extinction. But in places where they are looked after, they also regenerate, and so therefore we have the kind of population that we were fortunate to see. And alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the opportunity to see them and to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, we sent out recently one of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahmatullahi alayhi's quotes from his kitab of his kitab Madarij al-Salikin, where he said, for the people of sins, meaning people who commit sins, which of course includes all of us, there are three great rivers with which they purify themselves in this world, and if these do not suffice in purifying them, then they are purified in the river of hellfire on the day of judgment. One is the river of sincere repentance, two is the river of good deeds that drowns the sins that surround it, three is a river of great calamities that befall the sinner, which expiates his sins. Therefore, when Allah intends good for his slave, he enters him into one of these three rivers. So he becomes purified and cleansed on the day of judgment, not requiring the fourth purification. And the fourth purification is the river of hellfire on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So swim in the river of repentance and doing good deeds, and have patience in the river of calamities, and do not neglect these before a day comes when you will be drowned in the river of hellfire, whose fuel is men and stones. Quduhan nasu wal hijara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and he said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Allah said, oh, you believe, save your. Remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned calamities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he sends calamities to turn us towards himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا نُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah said that we send them a small punishment before the big punishment so that they turn towards us. Allah said, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ لِيُزِيقَهُمْ بَعَدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah said that the fasad and fisq and fujur and all the trials and tribulations and difficulties and calamities of the world are the result of people's own actions. These are not visited upon people who didn't ask for trouble. These are actions, are the results of people's own actions. And Allah says that we allow these things to happen. We allow people to suffer the results of their actions. لِيُزِقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا, so that they may get a little taste of some of their deeds, the result of some of their deeds, that they might get a little taste of that. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they will turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So we know that these things which we do are our own doing. So I'm talking first about the third river that Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah mentioned, which is the river of calamities. Now the river of calamities is not an inevitable thing. It is not something that must happen, should happen. It is something that we choose for ourselves. Now obviously you will say, which fool in the world will choose calamities? And I would say that I think the answer to the question, which fool chooses calamities, the answer lies in your mirror. So go look in the mirror and you will identify the one who chose the calamities that come into our lives. I'm not talking about the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's another reason why Allah sends calamities, to help people up in their darajat, in their deen. See my khutbah or my article, I think it is, why bad things happen to good people. Umair will put it on along with this, where I've given you the dalail for that. But I'm talking about the general issues for people like me and you who get these calamities in order that we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that if we already turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will not get the calamities. Now, which brings us to the first two rivers, the river of repentance of Tawbah and the river of good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and said, Innal hasanat yuzhibna sayyat. Allah said the good deeds, they eat up and they cover up and they compensate for the bad deeds. So the thing to do is to understand this and to make sure that we swim or bathe in the first two rivers, which are the rivers of Tawbah and Istighfar al-Tawbah, and the river of doing good deeds, so that the other two rivers, the river of calamities and the river of the hellfire, may Allah protect us, are never visited upon us. We don't need them. Allah will not send them, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us. But provided we do what we need to do. Which means that once we know that something is wrong in my life, once I know that I am doing something wrong in my life, once I know that I have made some choices which I should not have made, then obviously, immediately, without any further delay, make tawbah, make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tawbah meaning turn around, and make our lives obedient to the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry about what this one will say and that one will say. None of that matters. What matters is what Allah will say. Now, it's as simple as that. If we do this, inshallah, then there is no problem. Then automatically, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. And if Allah has forgiven us, then where is the question of sending calamities in order to turn us towards Himself? Because we are already turned towards Himself. But if we don't want to do that, then this is also the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us warnings and sends us wake-up calls. And even though these warnings and wake-up calls are painful, the thing to remember is Allah gave us a painless way of arriving at the right place, which was the way of repentance of tawbah and the way of doing good deeds. But we chose not to use the painless way, so then of course we have to get the painful way. But the painful way also is, it's not the anger of Allah, it is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is His mercy and it is His forgiveness that He is extending towards us. Now, if even that is not successful, then of course on the Day of Judgment, there is the purification, literally meltdown to remove the impurities, because they are so hardwired into the system, they don't come out easily, so they have to melt down to get them out, and that is what will happen on the Day of Judgment, provided a person dies with Iman. So we are differentiating here with Iman and evil deeds. But do remember that some evil deeds cancel out the Iman. Some evil deeds take us into shirk and take us into kufr. So in which case there is no Iman at all. And then of course automatically then there is no purification in that river of hellfire. That's where you remain as a permanent resident of the place. May Allah protect us from that. So I remind myself and you, let us very quickly, without any further delay, identify in our lives things which we are doing which are against the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are against the sunnah of His blessed messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and get our lives back in shape by turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by giving sadaqat, and by fasting, and by praying, and by making zikr, and doing all kinds of good deeds in order to wipe out the bad deeds. I remind myself and you that at the end of the day, there is no one and nothing that will help us when we come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except His mercy and except His forgiveness. And what brings that about and what attracts that is tawbah wal istighfar. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.